This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today, we're speaking with Mr. Matt Wasserloff, the co-founder of Torrential and former CEO and founder of the startup Broadband Enterprises, or BBE, the industry's first online video company. He is known as a pioneer of the online video advertising industry and is credited as the visionary who enticed television advertisers to invest their marketing dollars online. Mr. Wasserloff, a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
Really great to have you out today. Looking forward to hearing from you. So tell us, for starters, tell us about yourself, your industry, your background to kick things off today.
Yep, absolutely. That was a great intro. And yes, I when I leave this earth, I'll be known as the guy who put the first video commercials on the web. I can't believe it, but it's been 20 years since then, and I think the industry has come a long, long way. You know, now the likes of Netflix and Amazon and YouTube, we're all hearing about. But you know, I was there when it started. A lot of marketers were nervous and didn't necessarily believe that this day would come, but it's been an exciting ride. I've been excited to be a part of it, and looking forward to spending some time with you today.
Yeah, hard to believe it's been 20 years already since then. Now, how did the stress of your work manifest itself into a problem? Certainly want to hear your story and journey there.
Yeah, no doubt. You know, it's been a ton of stress. You know, a lot of some of that early work going back 20 years. You know, we didn't know if we had sustainable livelihoods, you know, and I'll speak for myself. I was out there marketing something that didn't exist. There was really no market for it. And I was out there talking to the likes of Procter & Gamble and Microsoft and General Motors about this idea of taking their 15 or 30 second commercial, mostly 30 second commercials, and putting it on the internet. And they didn't even know if the internet was a sustainable concept. And here I am talking about video and, you know, taking something away from the almighty television screen that they all became very accustomed to. So there was a ton of stress involved in, you know, not only trying to build the early stages of that market, but as it became more mature, you know, the work ahead of us got bigger and larger and the demands heavier. And so with that comes stress, you know, and having to, you know, travel and get on a plane and go see these folks and, you know, and really trying to not only build the market, but remain and, you know, sustain a healthy lifestyle was incredibly difficult. And that's what I had to reckon with over these years.
Yeah, from what I can see, you are certainly busy, and you know, stress really can't sneak up on you. In fact, a lot of us don't even know that we're stressed out, and it's already affecting our health. How did it happen over time, and when did you recognize this was a problem impacting your life, work, and health personally?
It didn't happen quickly. It happened accretively or iteratively. You know, it snuck up on me, to be honest with you, and that 20 years has gone so fast. That, you know, it wasn't till years in that I was quickly going from a young man to an older man. But I would say that over those years and all the stress, I never really focused on myself. And that's, you know, one of the things I'll tell anybody who, you know, asks me, you know, how do you think about health? You really do have to put yourself first. And I never did. I was focused on building this market and building those companies. As you mentioned, I started BBE or Broadband Enterprises, and more recently co-founded Torrential, two great companies. But I always put building those companies first, building that, my own livelihood with those companies first, my customers first, and I never considered my own health. I really didn't focus on it. And over those years, in the traveling and, not necessarily living the healthiest lifestyles, my customers wanting to be entertained and taking them out at night and meeting for drinks and lavish lunches, I was not living healthy. I was gaining a lot of weight. And I would say it isn't really until the last year or two where I stopped myself and thought about, what am I doing to myself? And as I become an older man, I have to start putting my health first. And really in this last 12 months, 18 months, have I really focused on myself and put myself first and made those adjustments and accepted a more healthy lifestyle.
And really appreciate your getting into some of those details today. We are with Mr. Matt Wasserloff, the co-founder of Torrential and former CEO and founder of the startup Broadband Enterprises, the industry's first online video company, here on eHealth Radio's Health News Channel, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Mr. Wasserloff, how did you go about making the health changes in your life?
Absolutely. So I would say about a year and a half ago, 18 months ago, I had just completed the sale of Torrential, the mobile video platform that I had built with my co-founders, to a company called ITN, a broadcast network. And after we completed the sale and we were able to take a deep breath, I turned the attention to myself and my health, and I wasn't necessarily pleased with what I was looking at. And once I established that I needed to focus on my health, which I think was the biggest step, and when I tell others of how I did it, that's the first thing. You gotta put yourself first. It's almost like when you sit on an airplane and the airline attendant will tell you, in the event of an emergency, you put the oxygen mask on your child after you put it on yourself. So you have to take care of yourself first and then take care of your child. It's almost like that. It was that epiphany that I said, you know what, I got to put myself first. And once you do that, and you do go out and you're going about your day, you're thinking about what, what your meals are going to look like, and you're making those healthy decisions about what you would eat. You're putting yourself first and making sure you exercise each day, putting yourself first and, making sure you get that sleep you need, and all the things that go into adopting a healthy lifestyle, then you can make an impact. If you don't do that, and for most of the years throughout my career I didn't do that, you're taking that, you're going out for drinks with that client, you're putting them first, you're drinking through the night, you're not taking care of yourself, you're going out for that lunch meeting, and you're eating and not thinking about what your intake is and what kind of food you're eating. That's when you lose sight of your health. It's really about putting yourself first, and that's the major change I made in the last 12 to 18 months.
Well, good for you, and keep on doing what you're doing, and you'll certainly be in good shape. Lastly, what advice would you have for others in similar positions, obviously, that brings a load of stress?
Yep, and I spend a lot of my time in my industry with so many people that are facing this, and I talk about it with them, and I always start with that main theme that I've kind of pounded home here today. Put yourself first. It's not easy to do, but you have to do it. And then I talk about more simple things, because if and when you make that major change and you put yourself first and focus on your healthy lifestyle, then there are smaller, simple things that you can instill that I think help a lot. You know what I tell a lot of people? forget the stairs, forget the cabs, forget the trains, walk. Go for that walk. If you have to get to a meeting, leave a little earlier and take the walk. Those steps are so important and are such a simple thing to do that I think it's so easy and overlooked oftentimes. And, you know, I'm here in New York City, so a lot of the people I talk to are here in New York. And New York's the greatest walking city in the world. And I tell them, you know, as easy it is to jump in that cab or, you know, take the subway, I tell them to walk. And now in this age of steps and tracking your steps on your watch or on your phone, it's almost a fun thing to do. People really enjoy that. So I say take those steps. That's an easy thing, simple thing to do. But if one other idea I'll kind of leave you with that's really helped me as well is I use what's called MyFitnessPal. It's an app. Under Armour, I believe, owns it. And it doesn't have to be MyFitnessPal. I'm sure there are others out there. But logging everything you do, in addition to steps, which it tracks, which I just spoke of, you know, logging your meals, logging your exercise, that kind of documentation really helps keep you, you know, focused on what your intake is, what your exercise and calorie counts look like. And a simple thing like using an app, and there are lots of them out there, I think really goes a long way and can help people really as they try to adopt that healthy lifestyle. So those are two simple things that have helped me. But I think it all starts with putting yourself first and really making sure you take care of yourself, because without your health, there's little else you can do.
That is so true. Without health, we are nothing. We can do nothing. So I really appreciate your bringing focus to this. Obviously, the program is to help folks bring attention to the need of taking care of themselves as well. And really appreciate your joining us here today. Where can listeners, if they wanted to get in touch with you or learn more about you, how could they best do that?
Well, I would say go to my LinkedIn page. There I am, Matt Wasserloff. You know, you mentioned the company that I co-founded, torrentialinc.com, is another place you can find me. So I would say those are the two best places.
Good enough. And we'll include the links right within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Mr. Wasserloff, it's been our pleasure to have had you, and all the best to you. And thanks for being with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And it's been more than a pleasure. We've been speaking with Mr. Matt Wasserloff, the co-founder of Torrential and former CEO and founder of the startup Broadband Enterprises, the industry's first online video company. And to connect with Mr. Wasserloff, refer to the links within the show notes of this broadcast via LinkedIn, Twitter, and Facebook. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.